There is no such thing as a temptation that is more than we can resist. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Now, the fact is, at any given moment in most of our lives, we probably don't have a full understanding of what our ability is. I'm so thankful that God knows even that which I don't know. God knows what my ability is. God knows what I can handle. Just that very fact alone is great assurance to cause me to conclude that whatever comes along, I know that I've got God to lean on. This is true not only in the realm of temptation, it's true in every facet of our lives. God protects us. Now, He may not always protect us in the way that we think we need to be protected, but God is on our side. I've heard it explained this way a lot. Why did you do that? Well, there just wasn't any way around it. Why did you decide to do that? Well, there was only option. Why'd you say that? There wasn't anything else to say. There is always a better way than sin. God will provide the way of escape. Underline that word, provide. That word is talking about God. Now, I, as a human being, as a man living on this earth, have a certain responsibility to provide certain things. I have to provide for my family. I have to provide for a lot of aspects. And there are times, and have always been times, when I have failed, when I've dropped the ball, when I have not measured up like I should have, and I've not provided something. But when it says God will provide, it's not talking about the kind of provision you and I make. It's talking about God. God will provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. We're going to end up in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning at verse 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love Him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and He Himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he's lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Temptation is inevitable. Inevitable. That means it's always going to come. Temptation never comes from God. God always helps us with temptation. God doesn't provide temptation. He provides a way of escape. Number three, temptation is always custom made. It's custom made to fit your weaknesses. We all have weaknesses. And there is the realm that the devil approaches us more often the area of our weaknesses. And then the fourth thing about temptation is it always fits a pattern. It always fits that pattern that James talks about. We're tempted, lured, and enticed by desire. Desire which gives birth to sin. Sin, when it's fully grown, brings forth death. Temptation. Dangerous stuff. But God is on our side. Whether we're young or old, whether we're out in the world, or whether we sit at home all the time, whether we come into contact with hundreds of people every day, or whether we rarely ever see anybody else, whether we're in school or whether we're in work, whether we're in the family or in the church building, the reality is temptation always comes. The answer is always God. If you're subject to our Lord's invitation in any way, we invite you to respond as we stand together and sing.